upset you now?
It would be impossible for me to not talk about the fact that last night at approximately, well, I can actually time code it because it was during the Man City-Chelsea game. So I would say at about 5 o'clock yesterday, I was bitten by Britain's most dangerous spider. Which, I mean, I just can't. Firstly, what I will say, I can't believe that you were in the jungle for 3 weeks.
I know, that's what I thought.
And I thought, nothing.
Yeah. I know.
I get bit on my sofa in Winchester watching the FA Cup third round.
They need to do I'm a Celebrity in Winchester.
I'm a celebrity. Get me over there. it's safer in the jungle. I mean, right? I didn't know what was happening. I was just sat there, and all of a sudden, I just got this like unbelievable pain around my bicep. So it's just like, what? And obviously, you know, I'm a bit of a hypochondriac. I was like, what the? You immediately think it. I thought it was a blood clot. Is it deep vein thrombosis?
What, do you live on an aeroplane? What?
Mate, on it. When I say I've never experienced pain like it. I was just like, Michael, what the hell is going on here? But also coupled with this sort of grazed feeling around my rib cage. Just like, what the hell have I bumped? You know, you go like, oh, my immediate thought was I drunk last night and I've bumped into something and now the bruise. You know, those one of those sort of.
Do you know? You know when I don't know if we were. Did I tell you about this on What's Upset You Now? That when it was a few months ago, and I got stung by a wasp.
Stung by a bee. Yeah, I thought about that immediately.
And I went to the chemist because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Mate, I just didn't know what it was. So I'd settled on after several Google searches.
What were the Google? Whoa! Pause. Rewind. Yeah. What were the Google searches?
Sudden pain in right arm. Pain in right arm. Is a pain in my right arm? Can a pain in the right arm be serious? Signs of a stroke. Signs of cardiac arrest.
I must have been a good game of football. Fucking hell.
So anyway, I finally settled.
It's a goal. That is a good goal.
I finally settled on a Charlie horse, which
that
I have not heard of.
That is not a yellow card. Go on, sorry. So I'm like,
obviously, all the while, I don't know what it is about me, but as soon as I'm telling these things to anyone, that I'm getting no sympathy whatsoever. So I'm going, like, I've got a real bad pain in my arm. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I then went for a piss. This must have been sort of 20 minutes later. And the sort of grazed feeling on my side had now become more akin to like a bite or a sting. So I pulled up my jumper and there's like a massive red lump surrounded by like bright red, like it was a big,
you're
not like a normal
feel...
bite. I'm like going, Jesus Christ,
crazy.
That looks... So I went to my wife. I was like, "Look, I think I've been stung by a bee." And it was now really sore. I'm like, "What? I've not seen a bee. Must have been in my jumper or whatever." Anyway,
must have been in my jumper.
It's on my side. I mean, where's this bee come from? Is it like? Anyway, I'm then sat on the sofa, just sort of like going, oh, my God, this is really sore. And then I see the cat start sort of like going for something under the cushion.
Oh, my God.
So I sort of like lift the cushion up, assuming that this is the bee. And there is this sort of weird looking spider. So I'm like, Alex, there's a weird looking spider. What? There's a weird, like, so it's like catch it in a jar. Put it in a jar and then look at it, and then so I.
You caught it in a jar.
Yeah.
Fair play. That's the sexiest you've ever been. Very masculine. Well done.
I mean, it's This is awful. I mean, is it too late to admit that that actually Alex got it in the
jar? I knew it! I knew it! There's no fucking way you put it in the jar! I thought that was weird! I can't, man, because there's no way I would have put it in a jar.
It was only because at the time I was just sort of, I was in so much pain. I mean, I have caught spiders in jars. Sean, right, let me tell you now.
I was in too much pain. There is, on the floor, bleeding.
You've got Alex. At this point, the pain has gone into my neck. The only thing I could equate it to was that, you know, when you get the vaccine and the sort of pain starts spreading around, it was like that. It'd gone into my like shoulder.
Put it in the jar. It's like the vaccine. I can't do it, Alex. Put it in the jar.
We then look at this spider, and I'm like, sort of, so I start Googling spider bite UK.
UK.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, you guess and I had a vague recollection that it was some sort of thing about like black widows or something like this. So anyway,
you've been reading the Daily Star too much, mate.
This is an actual thing. It's called the Noble False Widow. It is extremely rare. I've got it in a jar. I've got the spider. What are you, a fucking mad scientist?
Mate, people are going to come round your house and go, what the fuck is that?
I mean, it wouldn't be so bad. The most ridiculous part of this whole story is literally the previous night, I had done a gig with Spider-Man's dad.
That's hilarious.
So Tom Holland, Spider-Man, his dad is a comedian, Tom Holland. I had gigged with him the night before. I mean, if I wrote this on a tweet, that it would end up on that Don't Happen of the Year website.
Do you reckon it was Tom Holland who put it under your jumper?
I've got, mate, this is the thing. I'm now just constant. I'm like, got dressed this morning, checked all of my clothes. I'll tell you what I'm going to end up like. One of those people that goes on GMB after some freaky thing happens to them to raise awareness. Like, yeah, you know, we're joined by Paul today. You know, and it's like someone, they've gone into their house wearing their motorbike helmet and they've ended up falling down the stairs. It's like, I'm just here to make sure that this doesn't happen to anyone else. It's like,
have you thought about trying to climb a wall?
I was watching when you were bitten by the spider. You had alerted me to the fact that Harry, the interview,
was on.
Is it true they don't have a last name? Grace went, they don't have a last name. Is that true? Mikey?
What, Harry and Meghan?
Like the royal family don't have last names.
The last name's Windsor, isn't it?
Harry Windsor.
God, I mean, how? I mean, I don't say this often, but how stupid do we sound? we should be sort of drinking a flagon of scrumpy on a bench down in the West Country. Here, I've heard the royals don't have a second name.
No, it's the remains the family name of the current royal family, House of Windsor.
No, right. No, it's Windsor, which is the name of their castle, isn't it?
It's Royal. Harry Royal.
Harry Royal, Prince. Yeah. Prince is your first name.
Harry's his second name.
But he's
Why they all got second names then?
He's not Prince anymore. He got rid of that. He's the artist formerly known. He's the royal formerly known as Prince.
Well, that's actually really funny. Someone must have made that joke.
Harry,
formerly known as Prince.
If there are any producers of QI listening, me and Paul would come on as a double act. We're very happy to do that.
He could do neat little wordplay.
That really made me laugh.
He's got it all, this guy.
My God!
But what did you think? Did you watch it?
I turned it off.
It was boring, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't.
It was boring.
I didn't think it was boring. Fair enough. I thought it was. I found it a bit too difficult to watch, if I'm honest with you.
Right.
I think
the simple fact is, I just literally, there's so much other stuff going on. I mean, I got bitten by a spider, for fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean? It was, there's bigger things going on.
Have you been watching The White Lotus?
No, everyone keeps saying it's good, though.
Get on The White Lotus.
Yeah, I've heard it's amazing.
It's absolutely... Mikey, I recommended it to you.
I watched season one. It was good.
I loved it.
Was it quite pornographic?
Was it?
Is it or not? Don't mess me around here. Is it pornographic or not?
I didn't see anything.
I really imagined that.
I didn't see anything.
I imagine
like, Mikey, why do you all of a sudden sound like you're being questioned by the police? I didn't see anything. Well,
wait, actually, there is a bit.
Oh, okay. Oh, finally. He's cracked.
It's not
He's
porn,
cracked
though.
On the questioning. What was it?
Bit of ass licking, I think.
You saw what? Sorry?
You watch a man eat another man's arsehole. I would say it's quite pornographic.
Okay. So let me just quickly unpack what's just happened here. So is it porn? I didn't say anything. Right? I didn't say anything. And then sort of saying, well, hold on. You sound like you've been questioning everything. All right, I did see something. I go, what? A bit of arse licking, did you just say?
Man,
I thought you were going to say a nipple.
Not a nipple, a nibble. A nibbling of a man's bumhole.
God. Man. I did see a little bit. I'd say that's pretty pornographic. I mean, I'm no Puritan, but come on.
Do you think those two...
on camping, this ain't.
Showbiz Mikey, the observational powers of Showbiz Mikey. Hey, Mikey, do you think those two are getting on over there? Or do you think they like each other or don't like each other? I'm not sure. I can't really tell. I mean, he's got both his balls in his mouth. But I'm not sure if... Yeah, I don't know. Paul, but the way you came in, I just imagine it that you popped up behind Mikey's shoulder. You're just like, yeah, you'd be watching The White Lotus and you popped up. Isn't that quite pornographic?
Not really. Oh, there is one bit. There's one bit where 10 people stand around jizzing on a bloke. No, other than that, it's all fairly quite, it's quite tame.
I think it's a children's programme. Come on, Showbiz Mikey, it's time to find out what's upset them now.
This is a short one from Kate Bassett.
What really upsets me now is waiting 7 months for a week off from work. And on the first day, I get COVID. Oh. After 3 years of commuting, even during the pandemic when I was volunteering and being sent for wearing a mask, didn't get it. First week off work, having not really seen anyone, boom, COVID. Fuck my life.
I mean, I'd say that sounds like the sort of thing that would happen to me. I think me and Kate Bassett, Kate Bassett are kindred spirits.
Yes.
Someone from this podcast goes all the way to the other side of the world to a place notorious for venomous spiders, and then I get bitten by one in my own house.
Yes. That is very unfortunate, but very enjoyable to listen to, both you, Paul, and you, Kate. So I'm sorry to hear about that, but I'm also glad that happened.
Okay, right.
Well, for the sake of what's upset you now. That's what this is. Isn't it? If everyone lived a nice life, we wouldn't have a podcast.
True.
There's also a Patreon for only £3 a month. Oh, that's so...
What's happening with COVID? Is it still about...
I really, to all our listeners, I love you. I really hope you're not getting your COVID information from What's Upset You Now. That is not a way to be living your life.
It's back, isn't it? Is there not a new? There's a new
fuck
brand.
Fuck off! No, it's not.
There is H.
What?
Jimmy Fallon did a song about it the other night. There's some new. vaccine evading strain, but I don't reckon it's, what's it called? H.
Harry?
Or X. COVID
Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Have you found it, Mikey?
Yeah, XBB 1.5.
There we go.
How bad is it? Why are they calling it the Kraken?
The Kraken?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it, yeah.
The Kraken? What crack from?
It's like a big octopus, I think.
Oh, right.
Is that right? That sounds weird, but I think that's right.
Is it just the way I feel this morning? Is this one of the weirdest episodes we've ever recorded? I've got Mikey going, that's an octopus, right? Like, I didn't know there were types of octopus. There was just fucking giant octopus and the normal sized octopus. I didn't know there were fucking different breeds. No, that's a Kraken there. You could actually tell from one of its...
No, the Kraken is like a big... It's like a legendary monster octopus.
All right, fucking Dr. Octopus. What's this? The Sea Life Centre? What the fuck is this? Boy, dude, what's upset you now? I didn't realise that we're doing the blue world, the blue planet. Fuck me.
I thought Kraken was a rum.
It is a rum also, but it's...
We've lost it.
We've lost it.